Welcome to Idea of South, a radiophonic multicast by Roger Mills, broadcast live from the studios of 2SER and FBI Sydney, and streamed on the internet at eartrumpet.org/iOS. You can now tune into three individual audio streams, which have been produced to create an immersive listening experience in a unique radio composition. To listen to this broadcast, you will need two radios and a computer or iPhone. Simply tune the radios to frequencies 107.3 FM and 94.5 FM and log onto eartrumpet.org/iOS to listen to the internet stream. Be sure to place your devices equidistant from each other and set them to the same volume. You may wish to alter their location or even move around with them, and experimenting with their position is encouraged. In the event that you don't have more than one radio, simply log onto the site and open either station's internet stream in separate browser windows. If you missed any of this information, full details of station frequencies and URLs are also available from the site at eartrumpet.org/iOS.
Douglas Mawson, April 7, 1911. We were inundated with snow. Even a portion of the roof was buried. The situation required immediate attention, so it was decided to make a tunnel connecting the entrance veranda with the store veranda. But for the wind, the hut would have been lost to sight. Still, it was completely surrounded by massive drifts, and the snow was driven by the wind past the canvas flap and through the entrance until the veranda became choked. A journey by night to the magnetic huts was an outing with a spice of adventure. The old landmarks became smothered in snow, making the hut's position a matter of greater uncertainty. Climbing out of the veranda, one was immediately swallowed in the chaos of hurtling drift. Darkness, sinister, menacing. The shrill wind fled by. The noise of a drive of the dead, striving before the irresistible will, through the strange dusk of this, the debatable land, between their place and ours.
It was probably about 16 metres long, and I was on a 6-metre inflatable naiad boat, and we were probably 50 metres away from the whale. And I was sitting in the boat, and we also used the underwater microphone and the hydrophone, and we traced it to the point we were really close, and it surfaced up, you know, only 100 metres from us. One of my ancestors here in Kaikoura actually had a whale known as Mata Mata, and the ancestor, his name was Te Rākai Tauneki, and wherever he travelled, the whale looked after him. When Te Rākai Tauneki passed away, the whale disappeared, Mata Mata disappeared. But the story goes is that he reappears the whale when one of Te Rākai Tauneki's descendants are in imminent danger or looking like they're going to die. He appears.
someone said to me once that people die within 50 miles of the place they were born. I was born in Australia, but I lived all my life in Poland. Yet the rule applies to me because I came back to Australia when I was about 10. And my memory of that
what reminds
time
me
and the
of
place,
where
especially
I grew
Sydney,
up when I was younger,
is the enormity
is
of the landscape.
The sounds that I heard. Within
I recall being a kid and living in Sydney there,
mother,
and my brother,
such a wide landscape,
driver,
and I guess
another one
was
really
the most amazing feeling.
And in a spur of the moment, we found friends. I recall
being
with all together, and my brother
realized how tall
go home because
all
we're going to Buenos Aires. We're going to catch the ferry across and go to Buenos Aires the weekend. So to me, that was
always
it was a free
of mind.
Until then,
as soon as I reached
a lot of
my street on over to Gardens,
and I hadn't been home for such a long time,
I felt safe.
Otherwise,
I just kept getting lost
in
the
cold
of the night.
So,
the shadows, the small alleyways. I remember feeling really small, lost in a crowd of people rushing. Yet I remember the coming out to the vast landscapes of Harbour.
And they start going back and looking towards how you were. We feel
really
with a bit of sadness to say, what a pity that we have to leave a country one day because all of that goodness deteriorated to a point which is, in fact, crumbled, all due to because the economy and political reasons.
Yeah, the story of Sang Koryang. It's about the origins of Mountain Tangkuban Perahu. Once upon a time,
Dewi bernama,
there was a woman.
Ada seseorang yang memiliki anak bernama Sang Koryang.
Had a child named Sang Koryang.
Itu sedang berjalan-jalan dan suatu saat Sang Koryang.
Well, one day they were walking together. They got separated.
And
Sang Koryang fell into a cliff and hit his head very hard.
Dan dia jadi lupa akan semuanya.
Forgot everything.
Dia kena amnesia gitu.
Had amnesia.
Setelah itu dia mengembara sekitar 10 sampai 20
tahun. He then lived
tahun,
on his own for about 20 years.
Dan saat dia udah besar, dia kembali menemukan ibunya.
He grew up,
dia lupa.
He met his mother again. But this time, he didn't remember that the woman is his mother.
Dia suka mandi dan minum dari kolam-kolam kehidupan yang membuat dirinya akan selalu,
his mother did not age because she bathes in the fountain of youth.
Dan bertampang sahaja gitu. Sang Koryang tidak tahu bahwa wanita,
that is why Sang Koryang didn't know that this woman is his mother, and he fell in love with this woman.
Tapi ternyata wanita ini tahu bahwa Sang Koryang itu anaknya.
However,
sendiri.
The woman realized that Sang Koryang was in fact her son. He tried to talk some sense into Sang Koryang,
dan Sang Koryang tidak mau,
but he wouldn't listen.
Dia tidak mau percaya bahwa dia adalah anaknya si wanita ini. Maka
the woman came up with an idea.
Wanita ibu ini membuat challenge gitu buat Sang Koryang.
She came up with a challenge.
Sang Koryang, kamu
trick Sang Koryang into giving up his lust for her. She said, Sang Koryang, if you can make 1,000 temples before the rooster crows, then I'm yours.
Sang Koryang dengan sombongnya bilang, okay,
Sang Koryang without any hesitation accepted the challenge.
Dia merasa kewalahan, dan
but then he realized that the challenge was too hard for him.
Para raksasa-raksasa, dan dia
he went to a lair of giants and defeated them in a fight, so they would agree to help him build 1,000 temples. But even with the help of the giants,
dia pun tidak bisa membuat seribu candi itu, dan akhirnya ayam pun berkokok.
He still wasn't able to finish the temple in time. And there was a crows.
Challenge itu. Dia akhirnya kembali.
He lost the challenge.
And
he went back to his mother.
Sambil marah.
In rage.
Dia tidak bisa menerima kekalahannya dan mengobrak-abrik rumah ibunya, sehingga ada satu perahu kayu yang dia
tendang. He kicked a small boat until it turned over.
Lama-lama perahu ini
and over the time, the earth covered the boat until it became a mountain and called Mountain Tangkuban Perahu.
Madres de Plaza de Mayo, they just protest in a sort of silent march around Plaza de Mayo. They just across the road from the Pink House in Buenos Aires, Casa Rosada. They do this march, silent march, with only one banner, long banner that covers the whole space of that round plaza. And they march anti-clockwise. Not likely. They're trying to recover that time that's lost without their kids. And that was completely surrealistic idea. Has a different meaning of time, a different meaning of protest. And all this lady with the white handkerchief with the names of the kids and very small phrases said, where is my son? You know, my son was Jose Antonio Periquito, and where is he? He disappeared this day, and that day was on the other side of the handkerchief. That's a very powerful way to protest and to claim the life of their kids. This old lady, 75, 80 years old lady, they got more power than an average revolutionary in Latin America.
Idea of South was conceived, directed, produced and performed by Roger Mills. Assistant producer Michael Kosmider. Violin Hoagie Tsai. Double bass Jaron Taylor. Electric bass James Brock. Percussion Damian Castaldi. Guitar and assistant mix engineer Michael Hanlon. Voices were by Bernie Meyer, Angela Tanasodibjo, Emily McDaniel, Andrew Fimbriato, Maurice Manawatu, Walter Rojas, Wilfred Benitez and Rosa Krell. Technical support Brendan Lloyd, Dan Conway, Mayla Demon, Shannon O'Neill and Neil Jenkins. Service support Kaustub Srikanth and Sophia Lerner. Idea of South contains location recordings by Rob Kurgenven, Jeff Mills, Balam, Twisted Lemon, Andrew Fimbriato, Ryan Samba, It's Not Fair, Tito LaHaye, Just Kidding and Oyers. Thanks to Peter Hollow, Brooke Olson, Norrie Newmark, Greg Shapley, Tracy Miles, Lars and Alex Ollo, Dorkbot Sydney, Loop Space Newcastle and the Free Sound Archive. Idea of South was supported by UTS, 2SER, FBI, Utility Fog and Don't Look Gallery.